Joined now by Innsworth coach Jeremy Garrett. The Tigers will host Memphis Trezevant in another region game tonight. Jeremy, first off, you don't want, there's an old saying, you don't want to have one loss beat you twice. And I know you struggled last week, obviously, against a pretty good McCauley team running that triple option. Tell me about what this week has been like leading into the game.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me once again. You know, this week has been about getting back to the fundamentals. So, you know, once we talk about last week game and what occurred in the last week game, you have to throw that in the garbage. You have to be committed to improving in the areas in which we need to improve in, because, you know, you don't want that game to beat you twice. So it's been about us this week and getting better and seeing what we can improve as coaches and as players.
Well, in what areas have been the points of emphasis for you?
Well, offensively, you know, we will have some good plays, but we can't go backwards. So let's keep moving forward. You know, just too many penalties that throws us off rhythm, and then our protection and just things like that. Just every kid and every coach just doing their job to the best of their ability. That's really what I've been on in practice all week. Just do your job. Because when we turn on the film, there's one or two guys, and they're taking turns just not doing what they're supposed to do.
Well, and now you're halfway into the season. You're, you know, and obviously region games are so crucial right now as well. You talk about the penalties, and a lot of them are the pre-snap kind. They're not the hustle kind. Sometimes you can handle a hustle mistake, but those pre-snaps and the things where the ball is dead, and even some personal foul penalties that really have come back to bite you.
Yeah, and we, you know, we had some reminders for that, and my message to, you know, the coaching staff and to the kids, you know, we have to coach better. We can't have pre-snap penalties with guys that missed the line, and we're doing those type things, and then, you know, the personal foul is unacceptable. So, you know, to play football at Innsworth is a privilege. So if you're going to represent our school, you're going to do it the right way. And so that's my message to the kids and, you know, everybody in the program. We're going to do it the right way. And if you can't represent our school well, then maybe you don't need to play. Maybe we need to sit you for a little bit. But we'll get it fixed, and we're going to do it the right way. I promise you that.
Also, just we've talked about this before, putting that complete game together. You're five games in, and you really haven't in all phases. You've seen bright spots offense, bright spots defense, bright spots special teams, certainly, but it just hadn't all clicked at the same time.
Yeah, we haven't put it together. And this is a new week, so new beginnings, fresh start, new opportunity. You know, I just can't wait to Friday after last week. I just can't wait to Friday to get back out there and do it again and be better at all different phases of the games and try to put that complete game together. I think it's going to click. It's a matter of time, but we just got to keep pressing, keep pushing, keep working, and moving forward.
Tell us about Trezevant and what you need to do to be successful.
They're a pretty athletic team. I really like their quarterback. He can throw the ball as well as run it, and he's pretty physical. He's about 200-plus pounds. Pretty physical kid, and so we have to, you know, really be physical on defense and play our assignment because they have some guys that can run and the quarterback that can get the job done. And then offensively, you know, they have some pretty good physical guys up front and some athletes at the DB position. So we just have to play assignment football, stay on our blocks, run the correct routes, and just do our job. It's really about, you know, our team doing what we're supposed to do every snap.
Friday night, Memphis Trezevant, and the game will be here, 6:45 for the pregame, and then the kickoff at 7, Jonathan Schaefer, Dan Bradley, and Coach Bubba Spears will be on the call tomorrow night right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Joe?
Coach, go back to, I thought what you said at the beginning was outstanding. I've never heard a coach say this before. Don't let a game beat you twice. Explain more about that.
Well, you lose a game. It's a big, you know, McCauley, big region game. We came off a win and Baylor, and we come back home for McCauley, and the guys are really, you know, have some confidence. They feel good about themselves, and then adversity happens. you don't, you know, things just completely don't go our way. And react, honestly, we reacted, you know, in the wrong way to that adversity. And so that takes a toll. That can take a toll on the kids, on the program. You know, when things go bad, what do you do? So if you don't respond, right, if you don't respond the proper way, then the next week you still have that feeling. And that game can beat you again. And we don't want that to happen. We want our guys to have the feeling of, hey, we have to get better and we're going to get better. But also, let's move forward. Like, let's do it. That game is over. Let's learn from it. The worst thing you can do is, you know, just not learn from your mistake.
And with that being said, I mean, again, you know, talking to kids who are 16, 17, 18-year-olds, I mean, it's the reality of winning and losing and coaching them and getting them up, getting them fired up. And, you know, the toughest thing is to move on and look forward, and that's what you have to do.
Yeah. And it's about, you know, with these kids and what I realize more and more every day, it's about consistency. So every day, all the time, in the classroom, in the dining hall, everything they do has to be consistent. And they have to be disciplined throughout the entire day. And sometimes it's tough for these kids who are in the social media era and the Twitter era and, you know, to think about other people and to be disciplined. You know, that's a challenge for kids in today's society. But we're going to keep pushing and keep coaching them and teach them how to do it the right way.
Well, and we've talked a lot about this, Jeremy, as well. You've got eight seniors, six of them mostly play, and, you know, it's not an excuse, but the reality of it is, you know, you're dependent upon freshmen, sophomores, juniors, obviously, but a lot of freshmen and sophomores as well in key positions, and it's just a growing up thing in a lot of ways.
Yeah, we had to grow up, but, you know, we're halfway through the season now. So some of those mistakes that we were making earlier, you would hope that we could move forward from them at this point. And we are dependent on those guys, and that's no excuse. There, you know, there are other teams who are dependent on, you know, their younger guys as well. So we just got to get it fixed and get our program moving in the right direction, which I think we're doing.
Well, Jeremy, good luck tomorrow night. Another good opportunity, obviously, with Trezevant coming into town. We always appreciate you joining us. Thank you, man.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.